preview.
Well, Mr. Winker, episode 67.
Wiener Wednesday.
Weenie Wednesday, courtesy of our betters. Might just show that right there. Bird Road.
I was just there.
They didn't have the branded bags, so we had to improvise with our advertising promotion of Dave Arbetter. Shout out to Dave Arbetter, though. I need one of the black shirts.
You need one of the next time I'm there, I'm going to ask him politely for an extra large. You need to be wearing an Arbetter shirt
on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
All right. So last night, we go into the bottom of the eighth inning. Jazz Chisholm has just hit a two-run blast to make it 3-1. And then the wheels completely fall off the wagon. Completely. Cody Poteet, excellent start. Excellent game. I think he was not as sharp as he was the first outing, right. And that probably has a lot to do with that was his MLB debut the last time, his first game last against Arizona. So I think a little bit of that, that heart pounding adrenaline was not there because he eased into it. But after an inning or two, the guy just kind of found his spot and was great, held him to no runs, three hits. Look, I think that guy's, he's going to help contribute until we get Hernandez back, who is on a rehab assignment, pitch yesterday in Jacksonville. And then believe they won. But then look, Dylan Floro, before the game yesterday, he had a 0.96 ERA, had not allowed a run since April 15th.
That's good stat.
And had never, the last time, and he'd only done it once, allowing five runs ever, was in 2017 when he was a Chicago Cub. So I've been high on that guy, but man, look, you're going to have you're going to have a bad outing here or there. But so blown hold, not save, because it wasn't. Yep. So he blew the hold, and then after that, Curtis came in and gave away the house and the garage and the extra car.
It reminded me of how we played last year. A lot of our games.
It was disheartening to watch because, I can be okay with 5-3, and then we got another chance to maybe come back and tie it or go ahead and take the lead. But when you're staring at 8-3, it's brutal.
Yep.
It's brutal. I don't think our bats are in position to be able to make that type of comeback.
No.
But I'm pleased. There are a couple good things I think that happened in the game. The Adam Duvall throw out at second from right field off a bounce off the wall. That looked good. And then Jazz being Jazz.
Yeah. Jazz being Jazz.
That was 100-mile-an-hour heater that he took back right back at about 100.
Remember when they were saying he couldn't handle, he was playing great, but he couldn't handle.
Big league,
major league fastball, and he is
wrong.
He is. I mean, it was so great to see him back.
Yeah. And that's his second game back. He did say he was going to hit a home run on his first game back. He was only a game off that prediction. So, Mattingly, after the game, and I watched some of the press conference. Really happy with Poteet's outing, and then it was just one of those things where you try to give the ball to the right guy. And the pen has been performing really well. And then you just have one of those crash and burn deals. And it's kind of funny because Hollinsworth and Severino that were doing the broadcast on Bally were both, they did a report card, 40-game report.
Yeah, yeah.
40 games in. And the highest grade that they gave, both of them, were for the bullpen, and then ironically the bullpen collapsed.
Fell off. And I laugh when I saw it. It's funny because I have an 8-year-old, and she'll get that report card. And it's this last report card she did good, but she had one C. And it was funny because that report card kind of got left on the floor.
What was the C in?
Oh, I think Spanish. She speaks Spanish, but she's got a C. But the point is that the report card kind of got left on the floor of the car, conveniently
on purpose.
And we found it.
Thanks, Dave.
Yeah. But I was laughing. It's like, I love that. I'm going to do that on you soon. We're going to do a report card on the show. I love that. Just like we 40 games in, that's it. We're going to do like a 60 episode report.
I think we're going to do a 75.
Tommy, we're already at 67. Appearance, Winker appearance. You know, we're going to like just really some harsh grades. We should bring in
I might need some napkins. I forgot this.
We'll bring in like a Paul. We'll bring in David Singer maybe and grade you.
No, no, that guy is poison. Yeah.
F.
Yeah. We don't need him. Yeah.
F.
Yeah, he doesn't even watch the show. Or does he know about baseball? So not fair. So here is one thing, update. We were previously, the previous month, ranked number 69 in the United States on Apple Podcasts.
Yes.
Sports News. Unfortunately, we dropped one position to number 70.
Whoa.
Yeah, so still, but still, you're talking about.
He's like, what?
You're talking about 10,000 podcasts, and we're in the top 100.
Well, that's what I was saying. Like, my wife asked me how many, and, you know, it's like, 10,000. No, we were 69 out of 69, but no.
No, actually.
I know.
69 out of 70, because now we're set up. Yeah, so numbers. Yeah, so we dropped one
70 position. Out of 10,000. You hear that, Michael Miller? Does the boss hear that?
I don't know, man. We need to get some more sponsors. So what's the story with our boy? Jose,
we're going to get on that
tomorrow.
We're going to get on. I dropped the ball. I got to get Thirsty Thursday going. I got to get Miami Mike.
That's going to be Friday for sure.
Mets Mike, really. He calls himself Miami Mike, but he goes to every sporting event with a full on, you know, like you said, you know,
does he go to pickleball tournaments?
The $250, you know, hand stitched official Mets jersey.
Yeah, yeah.
It just says Miami Mike on the back.
Yeah. Does it have a number?
No.
No number?
No, no, that's the best part of it. No number. It's like
there's no loyalty to any.
Well, I gotta say, but I got that's
if I was gonna have one, it'd be Strawberry's number.
Well, the thing is if I get a bonus sometime, I'm just gonna buy you a full-on, you know, $1,000 full baseball uniform. I was thinking about last night. So I was at the Canes game, as you know. I don't know how they're playing FAU. They lost. I'm talking about an ignominious defeat, 3-0. To those FAU Owls, who I got to tell you something, it's like the you know, they play these midweek games, right? Like all the teams do, right? So like when they showed the scoreboard, it was like North Carolina playing, or I think it was Duke. Duke beat Davidson last night, 17-2. You know, UNC is playing Coastal Carolina. Like they're, you know, they're all playing. They're kind of like close by rivals. And we got to play FAU, which is a good little baseball team.
Apparently.
And I love seeing these teams come in because what you get, and the same thing was Florida Gulf Coast. Mm. And it's funny seeing like what the players look like. Can you guess what the players look like?
Big mustaches.
It's all different sizes though. Like they're like, there's something off.
I mean, like the Little Rascals.
There's a reason that they're not at, you know, a top 25 team, right?
Like the Bad News Bears. You had like Kelly Leak, and then you had the little guy, Tanner.
Exactly. But they can play, right? They can play. They're playing D1 baseball. Like they were studs in high school, but for whatever reason. So like last night they had a pitcher. The kid looked 5 foot tall. He looked like a little kid out there. He was pretty stocky though. I mean, he was built, but he was short. And he had the Wild Thing glasses on.
Oh, nice.
And he's throwing like 60, 70 in the 60s and 70s. Just like completely tying our guys up in knots, right?
I was thinking, myself, they haven't seen when's that the last since 12 years old.
Like over at South Miami Field, the 12-year-olds are throwing 60, 70.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But anyways,
70-mile-an-hour curveballs.
And it was just funny to see because the guys look kind of different, right? And there was like a couple guys had a little bit of a belly. You know, they had these little tiny like third basements. I mean, you know, they look like they're tiny. But anyways, the FAU coach comes out. I don't know how old he is. I hope I don't disparage him, but he looked like he was 60 years old.
Wow.
He looked like me with a you know, big belly, and he walks out in the full, you know, FAU, you know, wearing the uniform, right?
He got his own uni, right?
And what I liked about it is he didn't try to get away with like some of the coaches wear like the pullover and stuff.
Oh, right.
He just had
Madden.
He just had the pull on, you know, like he was ready to go. Like he looked like he was dressed, you know, dressed to impress. And I was there with Mike Caffey. Shout out to Mike. We had a great time together. And check out his column on the game on Gable's Insider. It's a really interesting sports column that he writes. It's fun to read. But anyways, I looked at him and said, that's one of the great traditions of sports that's left. You know, old man wearing the full-on uniform. So anyways, I want you to start decking out wearing the full uniform.
Yeah, I think on certain days.
But now
let's review.
Before we do it, let's get our bonus. When next time we get a bonus, we're going to go and we're going to buy you
right.
the Nike what's it called? The Signature Series? What's the...
Are you talking about the Nike City Connect
series? The City Connect. We need you decked out in City Connect.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm going to be at the ballpark on Friday, so I'm sure I'm going to come back with at least a ball cap and a t-shirt. I mean, those 400 we're talking about yesterday, it's like $430 for the official authentic one. Who knows if they have any of the other ones left, so replicas. So I got to do a correction from yesterday, because I actually made a factual error.
Wow.
We're talking about Terry Francona. He's not the manager of the Phillies. It's Joe Girardi.
Girardi,
who is a Florida guy, used to manage the Yankees, obviously. Terry Francona, legendary Boston Red Sox, now is the manager of Cleveland.
The Indians.
Yeah, so fact check. I fact checked myself, and I had to fix that thing, especially when I saw Joe Girardi in the dugout. I'm like, dang. Did I say it was Terry Francona?
And the Phillies look good. The Phillies are playing good ball.
I'll tell you who doesn't look good is Bryce Harper. What do you go, 0 for 5, 0 for 4? Yeah, not so good. But they've got some decent players. But look, our pitching up until Dylan Floro came in, they looked pretty decent.
Nope.
Even Bass didn't blow up the game. Once it kept going, bases – loaded, one out. Bases loaded, another couple runs to score. Bases loaded again, still one out. It seemed like that inning was never going to end.
Well, I'll tell you, I was watching. So my night, I told you earlier, was a loser's night, because I watched the Canes. I stayed the whole game, bottom of the night.
Triple.
3-0.
Yeah.
Then I came home. I put on two TVs watching.
Yeah.
Watching.
Your wife had the divorce attorney on the other line. Hey, if this happens one more
time. I was like, this is my job. This is my job.
This is what I'm doing this for a living. Like, you think I'm really lawyering, makes money for this house? No, it's this podcast.
It's Tommy's podcast. No, it's
Mainline Marlins.
This is my job. I got to do my job. And to watch those Panthers, and I got to tell you something, the Panthers was heartbreaking. The Panthers gave it all they had.
Yeah, they got problems.
The problem is just Tampa Bay's tough, man. Tampa Bay just put a beating on them. It's like, I don't know where you go from here. And now you got to go to Tampa, watch it. And it was funny because I you watch that game, and it's funny how the rhythm of sports goes. Like, that's it. Series over, right? Like, it's like, it'll probably be a gentleman's sweep.
Is that first a five-game series?
Four. It's a seven. Four.
Game. Okay.
Got and, it. Yeah, it's a full
So series. Every series is a seven-game series.
And it's going to be tough. And it was funny because I was kind of like, I don't know, just talking to myself, like, oh my God, that's gonna be, And my daughter my 8-year-old daughter was upset, but she's like, no, Poppy, it's not over. Like, and I'm thinking to myself, like, no, we gotta go to Tampa. We're gonna get our butts kicked. But it was it was interesting.
Don't put it past Quinville, because look, as a guy lived in Chicago for a long time and got to see a couple Blackhawk Stanley Cups.
Yep.
That guy's ferocious when it comes to getting a team ready for the playoffs and then adjusting as the series goes on and as the opponents change. That guy's got a lot of tricks in his bag. I wouldn't give up on him yet.
So I bring it up because there was an interesting moment in the game that I wanted to talk to you about. There was, I don't know if it's been on SportsCenter or whatever, but if it's gotten the play yet, Tommy, but what happened was there was a big scrum at the end of the second period, and one of the goons off Tampa Bay is getting after our star Barkov. And I'm a big Barkov fan, but Barkov doesn't do a lot of the BS, right? Like, he's a big, tough guy, but he's not out there taking cheap shots on people. He doesn't fight a lot. You know, he's the quintessential, European Russian style player. Like, he'll fight you if he has to, but he's not going to go out of his way.
Right.
And so this goon is getting after him, and Barkov skates off. Like, the Panthers leave the ice to go back to the locker room. And then there's the big goon for Tampa Bay, and he's doing the chicken.
Ha!
He's like pointing.
Got you.
Doing the chicken to him. And I was thinking to myself, I was like, it's funny because I was thinking about Barkov. Like, Barkov's just looking at him like, you're such a jerk, And I was thinking to myself, like, on some level, it's like Barkov should have just dropped it, skated over. But then Barkov's going to get suspended.
Right.
It's not worth it. And honestly, Barkov, that guy would probably kick Barkov's butt, right? You're kind of escaping a beating and maybe a broken jaw.
Right. Or but a couple also, missing chiclets.
But to see that guy doing that, I just made me think of like, these are grown ass men.
Yeah, ready to do
doing the chicken. I hadn't seen the chicken since we were in like high school, man.
Right, right. And then ready to like knock their other guy's teeth out. Or in turn, get your own teeth knocked out. And you're okay with that. I mean, that's like a badge of honor, I think, in hockey is when you smile, you got a bunch of summer teeth. Some are here, some are there.
I was going to say teeth are overrated.
Yeah, for those guys, for sure. But yeah, let's see what happens tomorrow night for the Panthers in Tampa.
And then last thing, did you see the
news? Well, we got to announce the weenie, and then we got to it's like a multiple weenie because there are a couple crazy things that happened in that game. And then obviously the hot dog, and then talk about tonight for a minute. Look, weenie, you almost have to say Dylan Floro combo John Curtis, but I think Floro really opened the door. I hated it for him because he'd been performing so well, but I'm going to give it to him in combination with the two yahoos that ran out onto the field and delayed the game and changed the pace of the game by being fools, drunken idiots from Philadelphia. Not good, Philly. That's not a good look for you. That reminded me back in the end where the Philly fans were throwing rocks and ice balls at the players. No, come on.
It's funny. It reminds me.
Guys aren't that good.
I was with Mike Caffey last night, and Mike's daughter lives in L.A. and is a big Dodgers fan. So she's coming. We're going to go to the game with them. Mm-hmm. You and I will take them to when the Dodgers are here in July. But it was interesting because he said his daughter asked him, like, because you know, out there, like, there, you know, there's been fans killed between that L.A. San Fran thing, right? San Diego. So she's like, is it okay for me to wear like my full, you know, can I come decked out in blue? And she's like, and his, you know what his answer was? I said, this isn't Philadelphia.
Right.
And I thought it was, but it was just telling, like, that is, he didn't say this isn't San Francisco, this isn't San Diego, but it's like, Philly is our, like,
yeah.
That's the low of the low.
Those are goons, dude. Those are the real goons. I love Philly cheesesteaks. Don't get me wrong, but their fans are horrendous. And that Philly fanatic, that's another one I'd like to give a beat down to. Yeah, that guy's a total.
Although I do got to tell you, I love the Flyers. What's that guy's name? The googly eyed thing.
Mascot.
Oh, he's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing I ever liked about Philadelphia is Vince Papale. After that, the rest of them are clowns.
So we got our weenie. Who's our hot dog?
Hot dog's got to be Jazz
Chisholm.
Chisholm hitting 100. He hit 100 mile off fastball. Well, that guy was throwing gas, bro. And I mean, a lot of them were dirt balls, granted. But when he got one in the zone, hard to hit, Jazz took it right back to him and planted one in right center. Yeah, looking good. Tonight we have, thank God, Trevor Rogers going. We're not relying on some mishmash of whatever we can put together from the pen, the guys that have a couple days rest. So we got Trevor going against Eflin. Trevor, he's been a rock in that rotation, and he's solidified himself as a starter for sure. Let's just try to get the jump on him quick. I think that's the way you beat Philly. I mean, we relied on late inning heroics by Jazz last night, but the way you beat the team like that is you jump on them right away, and then then that's it. Yep. And then rely on good pitching from Trevor, and then hopefully get to Yimmy tonight. So that's the plan. Oh, good. So let's review what our future, because we got now pretty much we're going to let Grabkowski come on here with his Mets rants every week. However, we will let it happen when the Mets are in town, but we've got a new thing. So I've connected with a DJ. Her name is Madam G. Gabrielle is her name, Gabby. And she's going to do a different mashup song for us that we're going to get to play every Monday. So we're going to have mashup Monday. Tuesday, we don't really have anything.
Yeah, we're waiting. We're open.
So we could, maybe that can be in interviews on Tuesday. Wednesday is always Weenie Wednesday. Thursday.
We're trying to make happen.
Which is going to be brought to you by Key Biscayne Brewing. Biscayne Bay Brewing Company. And then Fridays, we'll either bring on a guest or if the Mets are in town, Grabkowski.
Yeah, we'll be Friday. Friday's fun day. So we'll figure out who, what that does. And then we got to do a taco. We're going to have to get a taco sponsor to do a Taco Tuesday.
Yeah, that makes sense. So who would it be? Talavera?
I love Denise agrees with that.
It could be Taco Rico.
Taco Rico.
Talavera.
We need Grant to go out and do his videos and tell us which
one. Want it to be a local place, though, not some chain. Like, not, you know, any like Lime or Taco Bell. It's got to be a local. It's got to be a local taco joint. Yeah. And
Christina says, hey, what's up, guys?
Oh, nice.
Tell her hi.
And George, she's saying, when you
George.
Get
her,
George Gonzalez says, hey, guys, has the pickup many better at the park? Any new vendors?
And tell George, I'm going to answer that question. And George, we're going to call you and get you in for a fun day Friday. And George, the food is not, I'll tell you, my wife, George, used to love going. We used to, in 2019, 2018, we would go because of Latin Corner. And we would go and have our food. And when they got rid of that Latin Corner, I would say, I don't think that it's back where it was. They have the Miami's Best Pizza. To me,
you got Pincho, you got Ceviche, you have
Christina
you,
and Bodega.
Yeah, Bodega doesn't have anything there. That's Bernie Matt's. That wouldn't be a combo. Arbetter should be there.
Yes.
But you can get a decent Cafecito out in the corner,
yep,
next to the Budweiser bar, and then you can also get a pretty dang good Cuban sandwich.
And I haven't looked
at at La Familia.
Yeah, I got to say the Cuban sandwich is not bad. I don't know if that candy bar is still out there. I always hated the candy bar because my daughter,
that.
Well, she just would start, like, she would literally just instantly start crying, right? So just wanted that so bad.
Right. But they do have the thing is called like the Mercadito, like the little market.
Yep.
There where you can buy peanuts and sodas and
that's where
candy
go.
And stuff. Yeah. So
the Mercadito.
Yeah.
So yes, there are some food options. George, we're gonna have you come on. We want to talk everything. 305, baseball, everything. And then I do want to tell you, there were some, did you see the changes, the safety protocol changes?
Mm-mm.
So you're going to laugh at this one. Number one.
Okay.
When you're at your seat, you don't have to wear a mask.
Woohoo! I'm vaccinated.
But boys. the only thing about that is that's been that way for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, but
that's,
they didn't
They're announcing it now. That we saw that change.
Okay, so
we
you have to still wear a mask to go in.
Walking.
And around the concourse.
But they did that. Then for you, Tommy, important, the drink rail is reopening.
Sweet. So if you're, here's how this works out. If you have to, your beer's empty and it's like the middle of the inning, you can run up and get one and stand there and watch the rest of the inning without missing anything. That's key.
There was one other change and now I can't remember what it was. So
must have not been that important, but. Those are good things to know. I'm going to be there Friday.
Me too.
I'm going to be there Monday, which is also a slur
serve.
I'm going with a buddy.
Oh, wow.
From the Coast Guard, Al. Shout out to Al. We're going to be going on Monday. And then Tuesday, I'm going again.
Good.
And the seats I have for that one are
High Roller
Section 22, Row G,
which
is basically. From here to Denise,
to
Adam Duvall.
Awesome.
No, because when he comes in the dugout, I'll be like, hey, Adam, what's up? Throw me a ball, dude,
a
bat,
ball.
Whatever. That's exactly what I'm going
to say. Love it.
So, so I'm going to take Richard on Friday, and then I've got Monday with Al, and then Tuesday with some special friends from out of town. So it's
awesome.
Be great.
Sounds good.
Shout out to Donna and Lenny. So, all right.
Thanks,
this
Denise.
This is episode 67. Denise is always amazing. She ate 6 hot dogs. I can't imagine she's still like 120
Denise,
pounds.
We're taking back 69. We're gonna come.
Yeah, we're gonna come back.
We're gonna come back.
Back.
We're gonna storm back.
Yeah. So yeah, expect our May numbers to jump
to pop
through the roof. We should definitely back at 69. Back at 69. So boys, we need to get a W tonight. Flip the M. Go fish. We're out.
Preview.